Hey guys, what's up? You guys need to say something so I can see if the shit's working. Yeah.
Test.
Yeah, it's all good. So, wow, I'm in like both channels now. It's amazing. For a long time it was just a left channel, but now it's both. And I don't know what I did, but it's fixed. Yay!
I guess my earphones only have one, the left, your left. The right one's broken, so.
Oh. So it's just, like, normal.
Yeah. I need to get new earphones.
It's not as loud as it usually is, but I think it's okay, actually. I kind of like it.
Oh, yeah, so I listened to the first episode of The Fun Show.
What?
I listened to the first episode of The Fun Show.
Did you like it?
I don't know. Okay, I liked it, but you kept asking Brad way too much what he thought. It's your show. No.
I was almost like it was
the
what?
Phone show, kind of, except you were the one making the calls. That's what it seemed like.
What are you talking about? What do you mean I kept asking Brad stuff?
You're like, is this okay, Brad? Do you want it? Is this okay? Like, I don't know. Like, screw Brad. Do what you want.
Oh, no, I was just doing that because he was the co-host. I was acting like...
I know, screw him.
Yeah, never mind.
Oh. Maybe you shouldn't ask him things.
Well, I always ask my co-host crap. So, what do you guys... Gunner's on here with us. Gunner and I were doing some cool prank calls on Thursday, and I wanted to reenact the experience for our listeners.
Reenact? I have some recordings.
Oh, okay. Can you send them to me on Skype, and I'll play them sometime.
Wait, so what were you guys?
I could play it over my Skype.
No, can you just send me the file?
Yeah, but it's like an hour or 2 hour long recording. I'd have to like cut it out.
You know? Just send me and I'll play them.
Okay.
Okay, so you want to do some now, Gunner? Are you up for
sure.
it?
Yeah.
You're not gonna pull out.
No, I won't. But if you want to call, you want to call London, you have to have monies.
Oh, do you want me to hang up and then give you control?
Okay.
Okay. Bye. Yeah. Okay, Gunner's gonna call me back. Oh no, it's also calling Rabbi. Okay, not anymore.
Everything just all of a sudden started sounding way better quality. Oh god.
What do you mean, on Cacti Radio or on Skype?
On Skype.
Oh, do I sound worse now?
No, you sound better.
I don't know how.
Oh god, I died.
All right, here's a London one. Ask him for a car from Miami to Heathrow.
Okay, I'll do it.
Say Harry Potter special.
Okay.
But be really serious.
Okay. Hello?
Hello. Hello there.
Yeah, I wanted to get a taxi.
Where are you?
I'm in Miami, Florida.
Sorry, where?
I'm in Miami, Florida, United States.
Miami, Florida.
Like the Will Smith song.
And, sorry, where do you want us to pick you up from?
From Miami, Florida.
From Miami, Florida. Okay. I'm afraid I can't provide you with a taxi, but I might be able to find your number for a psychologist.
You can't
Would
just...
that help at all?
You can't just fly over here like Harry Potter?
I can't, I'm afraid, but I can Google the nearest psychologist for you.
You can Google for me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll wait.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay, I'm in Miami.
Okay, thank you.
I got him in trouble before he hung up. Because that's the guy I called before, and I played it back to like some supervisor where he was telling me, he's like, oh yeah, sure, I'll pick you up, it takes only 1 minute, but we scan your retinas for payment and you'll be our slave for life and shit like that. And he was saying, like, I was like, do you have a vegan food option? He's like, yeah, it's vegan, one nose, one nostril, meat the other, or some shit. He just went off, he kept going and going. I have a bunch more. He sounded like he was in a bad mood, though.
Oh, God.
Here, let's call the Canadian
one. I mean, I would be in a bad mood, too, if people kept fucking calling me and shit.
No, it's... I mean, here, let me try this one. It's kind of funny, usually.
Do you need a taxi?
Hi, I need a taxi.
Are you at 45? What's your address?
One second. Can I give you the phone number?
Sure.
It's 416-648-8412.
8412?
Yeah. I was just wondering if you still had service to Heathrow.
Where's Heathrow?
In England.
Sorry?
In England, like the flying car special.
Not that I know of. Are you coming from Toronto?
Yeah.
What's your address? It doesn't show up here when I put that number in.
Yeah. It's like, it's hard to explain. It's like some Harry Potter shit, you know? So, basically the flying car to Heathrow. That's all I need.
Basically no.
Why not?
Not that I know of.
Oh. You sure?
I don't know what you mean. Like, a cab from Toronto to Heathrow?
Yeah, like in Harry Potter, they have the flying cars. Do you know?
Yeah, no.
Oh. This is not working.
This really sucks.
Let me do one.
Okay.
She hung up. Never mind. I was gonna say this really sucks because he's my boyfriend and he needs to get over here so we can make babies.
There's nothing to say. They must have had an interdepartment memo or something. Don't respond to people asking for flying cars. I called too many times.
You're like Tombstone with FedEx.
Yeah, but except for
your turn, Ellerbeck.
Okay.
Hello. Wait.
Hello? Who is this?
Hello, can I help you?
Hello?
Hello, yes?
Where am I calling?
Cab company.
Cab company, oh, okay. Got the right number, okay. So, you know, I'm here at the bar. You know, my dad left without me. He left me outside, and my dad left without me. And I was just wondering if I could get a cab to come pick me up. Because my dad, I think he passed out on the floor when he drove himself home. So he's not answering my calls, so I'm gonna need a cab to come pick me up.
For what time?
Sorry, what?
For what time?
What car?
For what time?
Dude, speak English? It's like I have the accent.
He said time, dude.
Oh, dude, I couldn't understand him.
Fail.
Am I just stupid, or?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
He had an accent, though, so it was hilarious, because I asked him if you speak English, and he has an accent. Get it?
That humor is so dry. It's too dry for me.
British humor is
hilarious,
because
he's not from here, and I asked him if he spoke English. Get it?
Does he?
Okay, what is this? Is this the same company, or?
Oh, it's a different one.
Okay.
Busy playing on Splinter Cell, though.
Oh, that's great.
You're gonna let them talk to each other?
And then I'll come.
Grim it calls.
Oh, yeah, I need a taxi.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
Well, I'm in Miami right now, but I'm just wondering if you have any cars that fly currently on the market?
Okay, I can send you a car, that's not a problem, madam. Can I have a phone number?
Yeah, it's, actually, I don't know the phone number here, I'm at the airport, but I need to know if you have any flying cars, because I'm in Miami.
You're in Miami, yeah? I can send you a car to the airport, that's not a problem, madam, but where are you? Do you want a car in Miami?
Yeah, I need a car from Miami to London. Okay. Flying.
Flying car.
Why are you laughing? Are people laughing in the background?
Somebody's playing that. Hello?
What? Okay, obviously...
You want a flying car?
Yeah, give the phone to somebody else. You don't know what you're talking about. Give someone else the phone. Come on. Somebody's got to know about these fucking flying cars coming out. I saw one today, dude. Seriously. Didn't you just...
Your booking.
What?
And book your airport trip.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I need a flying car, and that dumb shit wouldn't let me have one.
Flying car?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in Miami.
Where are you?
I'm in Miami, Florida, United States.
Oh, you are in Miami, in Florida.
Yeah, I'm at the airport, and I'm just waiting here. I want a taxi that flies. They're telling me there aren't any. I came to the airport because they have a lot of taxi cabs here, and I thought at least one of them would be flying. But none of them are. So can you send one over?
Yes, I can, no problem.
Okay, from London to Miami.
Okay.
Send the flying car over here and then pick me up and take me back to London. It's going to be much cheaper
no
than
problem.
An airplane.
No problem.
Okay, so...
It will be cheaper.
Yeah. So how much does it cost?
Not much, only £6.
Huh? I can't understand your English.
It's only £6.
£6?
Yeah.
Well, I only have dollars. I'm in the
okay,
United States.
Then $10.
$10? Is that the current exchange rate? Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
that's
I'm
the exchange rate.
Do you have a vegetarian option?
Nah.
I don't eat meat.
Semi-vegetarian.
I don't eat any meat. I guess he doesn't like vegetarians because he was totally gonna do it up until that point.
All right, I'm gonna call back Chris Heller back.
What happened?
Well, I don't know. He was just sniffing and saying shit in the middle of the call, so I just.
He's snorting coke.
He's playing like three video games. You're playing like three video games while trying to prank call.
Oh God! Wait, me?
Yeah.
No, I was playing one.
You're like Splinter Cell. What? What am I doing?
Like, no, I'm not playing three video games. That's impossible.
I don't know. He's got.
No, I was playing Splinter Cell online.
These fucking teenagers. They have six things at once.
It's okay. I killed my teammate.
Like, fucking scare me, dude.
This prank, this is serious business, dude.
Hey, are you guys on Tiny Chat right now? Everybody listening, go to phonelosers.org/movie night. We're going to have a movie night in about an hour and 45 minutes, and it's going to be awesome. So, everybody go there. There's a Tiny Chat there. Brad did some hacker shit, and like the Tiny Chat chat room is like in the page. It's really cool. Like fucking but yeah, everybody go there. We're there. We can see Brad's face. Matt, the
oh, Brad's
yeah.
there. It makes me want to go now.
The big
Which Matt.
Matt?
The what Matt?
The wait, fat but, Matt.
Wait, what's the tiny chat?
Just go to phonelosers.org/movie night.
Hey, Roxy, you want to call this, like, 7-Eleven place and say you got faulty condoms?
Sure.
And tell them they broke.
Yeah.
Yeah, say,
now you're pregnant.
Don't say anything about Will Smith, though.
Okay.
Why can't you talk about Will Smith? He's the best.
He doesn't have anything to do with the
Thanks
fucking...
calling 5135, this is Crystal.
Hey, Crystal, hold on a second. Yeah,
okay.
Anyway, I have a problem here. I bought these condoms at your store.
Uh-huh.
Well, actually, my boyfriend bought them. Like, I wasn't there, so I couldn't inspect them or anything. But
okay.
I think he got a faulty package. Like,
okay,
his package is fine, but I mean, like, his condom package was pretty bad. And so
was it open?
Well, he bought them, so I didn't really see, but, I'm, like, looking at the condom now, and it's broken, and it's seriously bad, and
no, like, not
I think
even,
it's
like, even useful. Not that it would be usable that it's broken, but, like, is it a significant tear to where it's ridiculous?
It's pretty bad. Somebody did something to this, like, he opened up the box, he put on the condom, and it just broke. Like, we didn't have sex or anything. It just kind of broke. Before, like, okay. And his dick is huge, but, I mean, it's not, like, that's never happened before.
Well, okay.
Wait, why are you laughing?
I'm sorry, it's a lot of details right now. And I'm not a manager, so I have to write all this down.
Okay, well, yeah, write down that my boyfriend has a huge dick.
I can't write that. But
why not?
I can't write that.
Write it, baby.
No, I'm gonna pass on that.
Please.
No, I'm gonna pass on that.
He wants the world to know about his big penis.
You don't have to. You could just draw one.
I'm not gonna draw it either.
It might take two sheets of paper, though.
That's okay.
Well, it could depend on the 8.5 and 11, or you work on the post-its, because.
That's awesome, but I don't need to know.
Man. This isn't really an actual true story. My boyfriend just wants me to call all the convenience stores and let everyone know that he has a big penis.
Well, thanks, you guys. I was having a really crappy night, so it's really nice.
Wait, we can make you laugh or something. Hold on, why don't you stay on the line while we call another one of your stores and do the same thing?
Yeah, it's okay.
Dude,
lady,
yeah. He really does have a big penis. If you want to borrow it sometime, it'll make you happy.
Now I'm
That was hilarious.
Oh.
Killed it. That's the one, right?
Oh, God.
That was pretty awesome.
Damn it, Ellerbeck.
Hey, what was with the guy jerking off in time chat?
I don't know. I don't know. You want to take this one, Ellerbeck? Talk about your boyfriend?
5141, it's Jim Steen.
Sorry, what? 7-11, right?
This is Flat Pantry number 141.
Okay.
Jim speaking.
Okay. Got it. Okay, so, you know, the other day, I bought some condoms for me and my boyfriend. And, you know, they kind of broke.
Dude, I got lots of shit to do, homie. I don't need your shit, man. Alright? Don't call back.
Okay, he doesn't... I really ruin it? Like...
Ruined. He's like, oh my god, talk about your boyfriend. He answered, he's like,
He didn't even, like, try to figure out what your problem was.
A dick.
You obviously weren't gay, dude. You had to be more fabulous.
Okay, here, let me try it again. Let me try it again.
No, dude. this is bad. This is really bad customer service.
Shut up.
Because
turn off.
I'd not suck a call. Okay, here we go.
Turn off the Splinter Cell.
I'm not playing games anymore.
Put a little energy behind it. Sound energetic.
Give me another call.
No, say I have a problem. The first word you say, or first sentence.
Don't even ask.
I have a problem that you need to do something about.
My camera messed up. Do you guys hear that squeaking?
Yes.
No.
Good evening, Planet Panther Store 52. May I help you?
Hello, I have a problem with you guys. The other day I bought some condoms for me and my boyfriend, and they broke.
And what do you want me to do?
I don't want him to accidentally get pregnant or anything. That would be bad.
Well,
we need
hope
to fix
so.
This right now.
But how does that affect me?
I'm coming over... No, it doesn't have to affect you, dick.
No, hey, I'm not trying to be smart. I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
You don't sell customers faulty products.
Well, we don't know that they're faulty. We just sell them.
I'll bring them in. I can bring them in if you want.
Well, it doesn't matter. I can't do anything about it. You'll have to talk to the manager during the day.
First the tampons, and now the condoms.
They're so nice in Oregon, dude. Why are they
That guy was a dick.
No, he was really nice, because he's like, dude, I'm really... He gave you... You called him a dick, and he was like, I'm just trying to help you.
Well, he was kind of, no, he was like, what, how does that affect me? I don't know.
Yeah,
he
could have been nicer. That was a dick.
He could have been more sensitive to my situation.
He was the first guy that didn't just hang up on you.
That's true.
You said you were going to bring them in.
Okay.
You should have been like, it's okay, I got it. It's okay, I got the condom still.
Gunner,
it's your turn.
Oh.
No. Okay, I'll do it.
Last entry number 9.
Hey, my name is Michelle, and I have a bit of a problem with you guys. Is there a manager there or something?
No, the manager only works early in the morning. I can give you the grievance hotline, if you would like it.
Yeah, go ahead and give me that number anyway.
Okay. Do you got a pen and paper ready?
Yeah, I have Notepad. So, yeah, I'm using my computer. Go ahead.
Okay, it's 1-800.
Uh-huh.
Mr. M.R.
M.R.
That would be 67.
Okay.
So it's 1-800-67-75-2-4-3.
What does that spell?
So it's about 1-800 Mr. Plaid.
Oh, Mr. Plaid.
yeah.
Dude, I have a problem though. I don't know if you can help me. Like, my boyfriend bought these condoms, and they kind of like broke all over the place, and like jizz all came out and stuff. I don't know if they were faulty or what. I don't know. Can I get a refund?
You know, I don't think we could get refunds about with that item.
Why? Because I can bring the condoms in, like. It's not. I still
maybe
have
if
them.
You have the receipt. Maybe if you have the receipt.
Yeah, I can put the condom in like a little baggie or something and bring the receipt.
Put it all together. What I recommend doing actually is contacting the manufacturer and then, you know, deal with the manufacturer.
Well, he left the receipt inside of me. I can pull it out. I can show you that.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
no.
Cool.
Dude, it's just his dick is really big and like.
Calling Plaid Pantry.
What?
There you go.
What?
Could you please stop prank calling the store, please?
There's not enough going on in Oregon. We're trying to help
Dude,
you.
Say go away, PLA, and we won't call you back anymore. We'll never call you black again.
Have we talked to you before? I don't think so. Alright. I love you.
I think we actually have talked to him before.
Really? I'm going to ask this guy about this show. I don't know if you've seen Portlandia. It's like a new comedy about Portland.
Oh, I don't watch TV. I don't ever watch TV.
Oh, actually, I don't know. Guys, okay, you talk to him then.
It's phonelosers.org/movie night. Sorry, guys.
There's a movie night, PLA? What?
It's phonelosers.org/movie night.
Holy crap.
Oh, dude, there's some chick in there. Her name's Cherry. Holy shit, she's hotter than me.
Let me see.
Don't you feel threatened now, Roxy?
No. I need some of the attention taken off of me.
Holy shit, dude, it's all, like, hacked up and shit.
What is?
There's, like, a million people in our IRC, which the use... No, Tiny Chat, that's it.
There's only 8 people
in there.
There's
dumb,
a million. There's only 8 on camera.
Right.
We've got like Jake Cobb with like a 0. We got 2531.
Everyone needs to use zeros in their names from now on.
Yeah, he's like a fed or something. We got Risa.
But I look horrible right now.
I'll bet Cherry won't.
Oh God, Chris Ellerbeck's on there.
Hey guys,
I don't actually dress like this, okay?
Let's
see if we can get Cherry to take her clothes off.
Okay, let's do it.
I'm just kidding, okay. I love you. You know it's a video, right? It's like it's not really a person.
I know.
If it really was, like, I bet, like, be like, hey, Cherry, wave or something, you know? She won't do it.
I know. You know how I know? Because there's no way some hot chick would just randomly end up in here and be smiling and laughing like that. Like,
oh, look, she said I'm not that stupid. Maybe she's real. She's typing.
Yeah, oh my god, she's typing. Hey.
Yeah, she's typing with one hand. Whatever.
Maybe she's real. Just give her a chance, okay? Maybe she's listening to the stream right now. Who knows?
I don't know. She doesn't seem to fit in with what we're doing. She's just randomly smiling and shit.
Look, she's in, like, a classroom or something. Like, what the fuck, you know? She's got theater seats.
Well, Ellerbeck looks like he's in a classroom.
No, Ellerbeck looks... He looks like he's in his room.
Nah.
What are you drinking?
I'm in my computer room.
What am I drinking? This is what I'm drinking. For everyone in Tiny Chat, you can see.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh god, this guy is back.
Man.
Yes.
I don't think I'm old enough to be seeing that.
Yes.
Like, seriously, like, people can get in trouble for that, you know? Like, sending porn to minors or some shit.
We should go sue him. I'm gonna sue him.
What do you guys think about me just picking my nose on cam?
Awesome.
Do it.
I'm going to call Courtney.
I'm going to play sound effects, like random sound effects. I don't think you guys would be able to hear them, though.
You have sound effects?
Oh, Aaron, it sounds like you have to go soon. I don't know who I'll have to see.
It's not playing, though.
Who else should I call? Legend? Should I make it a clusterfuck? Who's online? Alright, I'm calling Brad Carter. I'm Legend.
Stupid moms.
What?
Did you guys see my mom come in camera, or was she there?
No, I didn't see anybody.
That's good. Okay, my mom.
I didn't see anybody. Your mom wanted to do a prank call with us once. Now's the time.
You guys. Okay, Cherry needs help. So I'm assuming she's being held hostage, and that's why she's here. Because there's no other...
Yeah, she looks like she's at work.
Yeah, dude. She's, like, in an office with, like, a bunch of computers. And she's still typing. She, like, walked away, and she's still typing.
It says, Matt, I am looking for Sacks.
Yeah. Dude, she's here.
Your mom?
No, actually, that could be... It still could be a video, and that's just someone, you know, typing. I think they're trolling
us. Yeah, that's exactly it, dude.
It's just a video, I told you.
You can tell by the way they act.
Really want my mom to do a prank call, or...
And it doesn't fit in.
A prank call,
Did my mom really do a prank call, or is that a joke? I hope it's a joke.
What?
About my mom doing a prank call.
Yeah, she wanted to, remember? And you wouldn't let her?
I don't have to remind her.
Go get her.
Oh, God, okay. Mom?
She wanted to do one once.
Pants, police.
Later, because she's scared. Prank calls are kind of scary.
So, where's your mom, Chris?
She wants to take one later because she's kind of scared.
Huh?
Because prank calls are scary at first, you know, you gotta admit. Remember my first prank call was actually, it was about condoms. I'm like, I have a used condom and I want to return them. And I have, wet stuff on them. And, you know, I just hung up, right after. It was, like, I didn't hang up right after. I waited for a response, but I didn't keep the call going.
Was that really your first prank call?
Yeah.
That's really ironic, considering...
Like, my first own prank call.
Hey,
like,
Roxy.
I laughed halfway through. I think I still have the call, but I don't know.
Alright, you be king.
Oh, why?
I ran out of numbers to call.
Well, that's okay. Oh, you want to call the Plaid Pantry number?
I have a lot of Plaid Pantry numbers.
No, I mean the Plaid Pantry 800 number.
I have that in my phone book.
You know what we should do is call and complain about prank callers?
They're not open.
Oh.
To be honest.
Oh. Well.
So when it's like that.
So why are we calling?
You said to call it.
Well, it's not open.
Well, then why did you tell me to call it?
Why did you listen to everything I say?
Why
do you listen to me?
Why do I listen to you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I have some kind of issue or something.
God.
We could call Tombstone.
I guess.
It says he's bored.
Well, fucking call him, dude. Where is he?
The Tombstone Show.
This can be the Tombstone Show.
I don't know. Just give me a number, or I'll just keep calling Plaid Pantries.
Yeah, dude. Let's keep calling taxi places like in the U.S. And
the U.S.
His call failed. Your call to him failed. No, call local taxi companies. Local. And ask them if they can fly to London.
This one flies. This one's a flying taxi company.
Okay. Who's talking?
Hello?
Hi. Need a taxi?
Hello, yes?
Taxi.
Yes?
Need a taxi.
Yes?
Yep.
Yes?
Need a taxi. Hello?
From where?
Miami, Florida.
You got the wrong number, sir. We are based in London.
Yes,
England.
I know, have you seen the Harry Potter? I've seen you guys in England have those taxis that fly. That was weird. I was like, hello, yes, oh, what, hey, what? I don't know. We just call the same people back.
Call them black. Call them black.
You call them black.
Okay, I'll talk.
I don't think they're going to answer because they don't love us.
Oh.
I'm just going to look up hotels. Alright, I'll look up hotels, okay? In England. Just call and ask what their policy on noise is, and just explain how you're like gonna get down with your husband, and
okay.
Just say like it's gonna get really freaky, and you're wondering how loud you can be.
Okay.
and they're very polite there, so just like don't be like if you're not offensive to them, you're just like nice. They'll listen forever. And it's hard to explain.
Okay.
They're just like, okay, uh-huh, yes. Try that. That might be a good prank.
Okay, I'll try it.
Wait, here, let me make a prank call after.
Okay, do you have a number?
This time it's not going to suck, I swear.
Do you have a number or something that you want to call?
Oh, that's good. Okay, here.
Roxy's going to do this.
Welcome to the Hilton London Tower Bridge.
Oh, fuck. We don't want Hilton.
Why? What you got against Hilton?
They're too big.
They're too big?
Echo.
That's what she said.
Welcome to the Cavendish Station. Please hold while you're transferred to reception.
Echo.
Say color. You gotta say color.
You are being transferred to the operator.
So,
the operator.
Chores. These motherfucking chores. Gotta check the sets like baseballs.
Good morning, welcome to the Cavendish. How may I direct your call?
Yeah, can I talk to somebody at the front desk?
Yeah, bear with me one moment, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Good morning, the Cavendish Shell Rush is speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm about to get
Hello,
a room. Yeah, I'm about to get a room there. I don't know for sure, though, if this is the right option. Where are you guys located exactly?
It's in the German Street, 81 German Street. It's very close to the Piccadilly.
Okay, I'm not familiar with this because I'm actually calling from America, and I've never been there before. So,
okay.
I don't know if this is the right location. Yeah, see, what we're trying to do, my husband and I are trying to have, like, a second honeymoon. Like, we didn't get our first honeymoon ever.
Okay.
So we're trying to make it really romantic, and mm-hmm. we're not necessarily going to go out and do stuff, but I want to make sure there's a good view.
All right. What you can do, madam, during your booking, you can just request for a high floor, mm-hmm. and that's we can possibly allocate you a high floor room that probably overlooking on the Westminster, London Eye, this kind of stuff. We have are actually the highest building in the central London, so you will get the best view from our hotel if you have the room in high floor.
That's really cool. Can we get
when you are actually planning to come, madam?
Well, we want to come next month. It's our anniversary, but we want to come like March 8th, somewhere.
Okay.
It's the 16th, somewhere around there. But
okay.
The problem I'm wondering though is there a way I can get like a top floor?
We can obviously do that. If in that case, madam, I will advise you give us a ring just before we. You are arriving, so
we
can actually make sure that you are getting the best view.
Well, see, this is the thing. Like, I want it to be kind of like a secluded room, like not around other people, because you know, we get kind of crazy when you know it's our second honeymoon. We're gonna you know. Do you have thick walls or?
Yeah, we do have walls, thick walls, madam. That's not a problem. But
like, how loud really can I be? Can I get, like, really loud and crazy? And, like, we do a bunch of stuff, like, I'll be screaming and stuff. So, like,
okay,
you know, I just, I don't want to bother the other guests, but, I mean, if it's kind of loud.
We do have, actually, room next to each other, actually. But the wall thickness are good. But if you're really concerned about something, then you can obviously look for our penthouse, which is actually one bedroom, one sitting room, and it's a big suite we have on the 15th floor, and that's possibly has the most beautiful view as well. You can also look onto that if you really want to make it, you know, a very special stay for you.
Okay.
But we do have room which is next to each other. But we have not heard complaints so far, actually, from the other guests that, you know, guests are hearing noise from the other room until unless it go very loud.
I don't know if we can afford the penthouse. Can we just get all crazy and loud and stuff? And, you know, it gets kind of noisy with the hardcore anal that we do.
Yeah, but it depends, madam. It depends because...
It depends on the anal, or...?
Because you are next to the each other's room. So I don't think so. Any other hotel in London will also accept if you go very loud.
You guys in London don't like anal?
I don't know, madam. I can't provide you this information, unfortunately.
Oh, you can't. Do you like anal or? You fuck a lot of sluts or what?
I don't want to disclose my personal preference, madam. Sorry about that.
Oh, why not? It's not like I know you. That's a yes.
I'm sorry about that. Anything else
that's
I can help
yes.
you with, madam?
That's a total yes. You do. You know what it's like. You know what my husband and I are you know, you know what it's like. Second honeymoon, taking it in the butt.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I do understand, madam. So if you are looking for something a higher floor and good view, then just give us a ring back week before you are arriving. And then... we can possibly allocate you a good view room, madam. That's not going to be a problem.
Yeah, we definitely need a good view for the dry anal power slam. All right, thanks, man.
Okay. Thank you.
All right,
bye.
So random. I'm sorry, the whole time I was feeding Roxy, like, stuff to say, because I don't want to say shit on the air.
Yeah. It's so funny, when that naked guy in Tiny Chat comes up, it's always, like, pixelated, so you see little puzzle pieces of what's happening.
Yeah. You know what people would have said in the U.S. to that? They would have hung up right away.
Wait, you guys, can I do a call?
He's like, I can't disclose that information about myself.
We'll call a London hotel, okay? What are you going to say? Do you know?
No, wait. Hey, did you make a call?
No. You have to listen to some first.
Oh my god, Chris Ellerbeck's mom's gonna do a
Chris
prank
Ellerbeck
call for real.
Mom. Chris Ellerbeck's mom.
You can hear her in the background. She's like, I gotta listen to some.
Hey,
I'm turning off Tiny
Chris Ellerbeck's
now.
Mom. I'm Roxy.
Don't get involved.
How do I turn this off? No.
Wait, I can hang up. I just hang up. You want me to hang up?
Okay.
He turned his camera off, dude.
Jesus. Ellerbeck is just a train wreck tonight. Do you want to... Yes, you can call. Okay, you're calling a hotel. Do you know what you want to say or no?
Yeah. Wait, here. I don't know if I want my mom in here for this call. Because I have an idea, but... What?
I hope when my
just
son
go,
gets older,
go.
He's
go
doing
ahead.
Prank calls. I would totally
Ellerbeck.
Sit there with him.
So, hotel?
Yes. London. Just
good morning, Hyde Park Hotel. How can I help you?
Oh, hey. What's up?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, how can I help you?
Oh, you know, I was just calling to talk.
Sorry,
Colin. Sorry? Well, dude, don't you remember me? He gave me this number. Talked to you yesterday. A crazy party?
No, this is Hyde Park Towers Hotel, sir.
Yeah, you told me you work here. Yeah, well,
who
what's
you
your
want
name?
To speak to? My name is Zizi.
Yeah, that's the guy I met. You told
no,
me.
Sorry, maybe
you said, I work at the hotel. Call me whenever, man. And you said you'd hook me up with some free rooms.
No, sir. We are fully booked at the moment.
So you know, I don't need a fancy room. Just give me like a one bed room.
No, sir. We are fully booked at the moment. Unfortunately.
You know, you can come up to the room too if you want. It's all good. I don't judge.
Sorry, wrong number.
No, it's not the wrong number.
Yeah.
I'm calling you. You said at the party last night. You said, I'll hook you up with... Yeah, no.
What a jerk.
I know,
he definitely didn't remember you.
I know. I hate when that happens. Wait, so there's no more echo, right?
Good morning. Thank you for calling the Savoy Dad speaking. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, yes, I'm at a Savoy. Can I help you at all?
Yeah, what place did I reach? A hotel?
Yes, a Savoy Hotel in London.
Okay, Subway?
The Savoy Hotel, yes.
Subway Hotel. Do you serve sandwiches?
Well, yes, we do.
Oh, Subway sandwiches?
We do serve sandwiches in the restaurant. They would be opening from... we would be serving them from lunchtime, from 11:45.
Okay.
In the morning, we don't serve sandwiches. And our at the moment, it's almost 4 o'clock, 4 a.m. The restaurants are not open for breakfast yet, as you might be aware.
Okay, I'm going to give the phone to my husband, Tom. Hold on.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, yes. How can I help you?
Oh, we're coming to visit. We're really excited. Hey, did you see the Packers game?
I'm sorry, sir. So you'd like to come over to the hotel?
Yes. I've got a reservation. We're coming, just calling to see how the weather is there and stuff, and you know, find out about the sandwiches, what kind of stuff you got there.
Right.
Like how the hotel is, what there is to do.
Yes, the weather seems to be quite, according to the forecast, would be nice today.
Yeah.
And you're interested about to find out what kind of sandwiches we are serving?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we do serve sandwiches in our temp foyer from 11:45.
Did you see the Packers game? Aaron Rodgers, over 300 yards. Was amazing. Real football. No?
Must have been. Sorry, I'm not really following the football. I'm so sorry.
I mean, it's kind of important over here, you know? That's all.
Well, it must be. Unfortunately, I'm not very much of a sports person.
Why not?
Right.
What are you? What kind of person are you?
Well, that's all I can say. I'm not very much interested in sports. Is there anything else I can help you with, sir?
You said you're not wearing much, or you're not very.
No. I was saying that I'm not very much a sports person.
Mm-hmm.
So, would you like any other assistance? Or?
Yes. Actually, I'm wondering why you're flirting with my husband.
I'm not flirting with your husband. I'm not. Anything else, madam, I can help you with?
Wait, was he
because
doing
then
it?
We can just, I'm sorry, it's not really a good time for me to talk.
Was it him
anything
that was flirting?
So you would be, I'm not flirting with your
no,
husband.
No, was he flirting with you?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
I was flirting with her, yeah.
So is there anything else I can help you with, madam?
She sounds attractive.
Oh, shut up, quit flirting with people on the phone.
I'm sorry for my husband's behavior.
That's no problem, madam. He gets out of hand with women, and it's embarrassing, and I'm sorry.
She sounds
better looking
than
you. That's all fine. So if there's anything else I can help you with,
Wait, Tom, what did you just say?
She sounds like she's probably better looking than you.
Madam, is there anything else I can help you with this morning, or can we just close this call at all?
Unless help us with our marriage.
You can help us get a divorce. Do you know a good divorce lawyer while we're there?
I'm sorry, I wouldn't be able to help you with any of those.
I need a divorce.
You guys are good over there with marriage and stuff, right?
See, I'm sorry, I'm just a switchboard operator, so I'm not going to be able to help you with that.
Relationship. What do we do? What
we're trying to do
I'm
is
sorry,
we're
I've
trying...
got a few other calls on the line.
Well,
if there's anything
rekindle.
I can help you, I would be more than happy to do so.
We're trying to rekindle our marriage.
We're going to England to try to start things over, but it doesn't sound like it's going to work.
I'm so sorry, I've got a few calls waiting. Can I put you on hold?
Basically, yeah. You're saying doomed.
Yeah, we'll
no
wait.
Problem.
Can I put you on hold?
Oh, this is a good song. Part of here. Yeah. Beaver's on this track.
Yeah. She's like laughing at us. Like.
I told you they can't hang the phone up in England. It's like a polite. You can't hang the phone up unless the person says, like, okay, goodbye, you know. Like, physically cannot. Should they put us on hold after that? Like, physically cannot put the phone down.
Oh, man.
Alright, fuck it.
I don't know if we're gonna wait for her. But, yeah, like, we need to rekindle our marriage, and I thought that would work.
But. It's crazy. We're on Ustream. Oh, my God.
Good morning, thank you for calling. I'm London Victor speaking. Can I assist you, please?
Hey, did you see the Packers game?
Sorry, could you say that again?
Did you see the Packers game?
Your reception is very poor. I'm so sorry, I couldn't hear what you said.
Did you see the Packers game? Aaron Rodgers, over 300 yards, real football, Super Bowl, championship.
Oh, that was yesterday.
Yeah, trophy.
Yeah.
Ticker tape falling. Craziness, champagne, going to Disneyland. Did you see it?
Where did you watch it?
Yeah, I did. But what is do you think English football is real football or American football is real football? That's what I'm saying.
Everybody is asking that question. So.
What do you think?
I think the American football is very, very physical. You have to be very, very fit.
Yeah.
Very, very fit. So it's much more harder. You know?
But you're just trying not to offend me. You're just trying to agree with me. Soccer players or football players are much better shape than our football players. Ours are just fat guys that eat burgers all day. You know?
Well, I think like I said, the American football is very, very difficult. You know, it's not the easiest sport. You have to be fit. But the English English, well, the soccer, the football, you can have like six good players and six bad players, and you still manage.
You don't see any fat guys on soccer teams or football teams.
The what?
There's no fat people in that. There's fat people. There's 350-pound people in American football.
Well, that's make them fit and heavy.
Here's the real question. Would you rather bang an American football cheerleader or an English football cheerleader?
It depends.
Yeah.
It depends if you're soccer, if you're English. You mean if I would buy an English football coach or an American football?
Would you rather bang one of the women in America? Would you rather have coitus with an American cheerleader or an English cheerleader?
Both, I don't mind.
Both at the same time?
It's a pity your phone career is so clearly, you know. It's not echo, it's got a sharp, very sharp tweeter sound.
Oh, yeah. I shaft a lot of hoes too.
Hello?
Yeah.
May I ask your name, sir?
Oh, Johnny.
Johnny?
Yes.
And your last name, please?
Johnny. Johnson.
Charlie.
But...
he was getting a little personal there, wasn't he?
Whoa, he started asking me... I mean, I'm just asking him what kind of women, you know.
Hey, you guys. Hey, can I do a prank call with my Dr. Phil soundboard?
Oh, God.
It's hilarious.
No.
Please...
Dr. Phil soundboard.
Yes.
Legend.
It's the same soundboard that I called Captain Crunch a lesbian with.
God, that was really disgusting.
Calling rocks, you still?
That was hilarious.
That was kind of messed up.
I didn't like it. And Captain Crunch didn't like it either.
I thought he would have a better sense of humor about it.
I don't. I have a terrible sense of humor.
No, I mean Captain Crunch. You know, like a crazy hacker.
He didn't get any of the jokes. Like, he was just like, hold on, people are being disrespectful in tiny chat.
To who?
No, right?
To me.
No, well, I agree.
Yeah. So anyway,
yeah, he didn't laugh at all.
He didn't really get any of my jokes. Like, the whole thing about, you know, when he was writing the program Easy Rider, and he was like, I had to do it manually, and blah, 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 and I'm like, wow, I'll bet you wish you had a word processor then, and he's like, I was writing a word processor.
Well, he was, technically.
Well, he was, but I mean, I was just like, you know, making a joke, and...
He laughed when I called Steve Jobs a douchebag, though.
Yes, he did. That was good.
He got hiding within the turtleneck.
Yeah.
Hey, Legend, you want to talk to a hotel person?
A hotel person?
Yeah. About how noisy your honeymoon's going to be.
Okay.
Good morning, Mandarin Oriental. I'm helping.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, sir.
I need to find out if you have a soundproof room, because I'm planning on, like, bringing my newlywed wife over there and really getting jiggy with it.
Certainly, so let me just connect you to the reception just for a moment, please.
Oh, okay, wait a minute, but...
Dot Matrix.
Denied.
Dot Matrix.
I don't have it.
Hurry up.
I don't have it.
Good morning, this is William speaking. I'm at your assistance.
Hi there, yes. I need to find out if you have an available soundproof room.
Yes, we have double glazing in our rooms. We are, all our rooms and suites are double glazed. But I mean, in terms of absolute sound, yeah, double glazing, windows.
No.
But I mean, there will be some element of outside noise from... the streets and from the corridor, perhaps.
Right. What I'm concerned about is insulation from like inside noise inside the room that would not spread to the outside corridors or the adjacent rooms. You know, if somebody lets go a full bore scream, I don't have no one outside the room to hear it. You know.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes.
That I would say we can hear, if you're walking up and down the corridors, you will hear conversations, the TV and so on from
inside. Oh, no, I can hear that. That would be very disturbing to the other guests, because me and my new newlywed wife are playing some wild and crazy stuff.
Okay, very good.
That's
good for you. I'm
not going to disturb anyone except ourselves.
Well, that's quite a thing to do. Absolutely. If it's
because we really get jiggy with it.
Fantastic. Well done. Well, no, I would have to say, like, very loud sounds probably would come out, up and down, perhaps. We, our insulation is quite decent, but guess on guess. Yes, that would happen. Yes, if that's the case.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I just want to know. I don't want to like disturb anybody, or
thank you for your consideration.
Oh yes.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, is there any possible way that I can come down and test the soundproof of the room? Right, have somebody stand in the corridor while I go inside and shut the door and lock the door, and with a bullhorn or something.
Bullhorn? No, to be honest, that would be too loud for something like that. I mean,
No, that's just a test. If you can hear the bullhorn, then there would be problems.
Yes, definitely, the bullhorns would be hard for sure. Definitely.
Right, my girl, she's got a little Puerto Rican blood in her, and she's extremely vocal.
Smashing, absolutely smashing. I can definitely.
Oh, doesn't sound like smashing, sir. It sounds like screaming. It's like you take an auger. You know, an auger, that's something else. They'll dig a telephone pole, and you stick it into a cow, and the cow would scream. That's what it sounds like.
Well done. Yes, I know a cow. I'm a farmer with sounds, so I can pretty much well imagine all the sounds that cows make. Okay, yes, I can definitely say, if it's anywhere loudish.
Amplify that about twice, and that would be the equivalent.
Okay,
about the same decibel as an air raid siren.
I would definitely say, to be honest, your question about whether or not the rooms are soundproofed, for what you need, I think we won't have anything to that nature, that level of soundproofing.
That means we're going to have to go out and stay in the cave again. Oh, great.
Oh, okay. Well, it's one of those things.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Okay. All right,
anyway.
So I wish you good will. Best luck.
Good will and good luck.
Indeed, okay. Absolutely. Best of luck for that. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
You can't hang up. You literally cannot physically hang up until you say goodbye.
Well, like how he kept congratulating you on everything.
Smashing.
Yeah, he was really happy for you that you were able to pull that off.
Yeah.
He really he really got into the Puerto Rican thing. He's like,
He's probably like touching himself right now.
Probably telling everybody around him what just happened.
Yeah, it's 4 a.m. there, all the people around.
Hey, you guys, I gotta go now.
Okay.
Bye. Chris,
Rebecca.
Okay, I'm gonna try.
Good morning, Cadogan. Tell me, I help you.
Hi.
I'm sorry. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, can you say Chris Ellerbeck?
Say again, sir.
Chris Ellerbeck?
Is it in-house guest here?
Yeah, Chris Ellerbeck.
The surname, sir?
Chris, what surname, forename, for, I don't know which.
Ellerbeck?
Ellerbeck,
E-L?
E-L-L-E-R, back.
No, we don't have it, Ellerbeck. E-L?
Ellerbeck, yeah. E-L-L-E-R, yeah.
No, it's Ellerbeck, honey. It's Ellerbeck.
Ellerbeck. Oh, with an E.
Ellerbeck. Sir, can you repeat?
No, we don't have Ellerbeck, ma'am, here.
Can you repeat Chris Ellerbeck?
Chris Ellerbeck, Beck.
Chris Ellerbeck, yeah, hold
Chris
on.
Chris Ellerbeck. Oh, you win. Yay.
You need to do that several hundred times and put them all together.
I know, he's like, Eller, what? Back, what? Chris?
Eller, back.
We need to get a Rappy McRappers.
Old had a farm. E-I-E-O.
We get Rappy on it and just have the courses just this. Eller, back. Because I ain't no Eller back, girl.
What I want to do is separate the part in the, in that call where we called Alan and he goes, I hate you, Chris Ellerbeck. Or he either says, I hate you or I'm going to kill you or something like that. I want to isolate that part and just play it in my intro or something. Or play it every time. Every time Chris Ellerbeck comes on the air, I play that.
Ellerbeck. Hey, you want to call
some kid that we prank called. Said that.
Talk to one of these people.
Who?
I don't know. We're telling you.
Okay.
Good morning, Bloomsbury Hotel. Night Borders, I'm always speaking. Hello?
Yeah, hi. I was wondering if you had any movies there that you can that we can watch.
You want to book something?
Yeah, we want to book a room, but my husband and I are going on a special trip together. We're from America.
Okay, for the trip, you have to, now it's 12 o'clock, I mean now it's 4 o'clock in the morning. You try after 4 hours, would be at concierge
Wait
here.
The fuck
because
up.
You can't do anything about it now. Hello?
Hold on a minute, honey. He doesn't know if they have any movies.
Do you guys have HBO and stuff like that?
Hold on for a minute, I'm past the night manager.
Wake up.
No!
Drink some more coffee.
Good morning, how can I help you?
Yeah, I want to know if you guys have any movies there that my husband and I can watch in the room while we stay there.
We don't have any pay movie channel, ma'am, but we just have the regular Sky channels, which do have, like, movies running on it.
Do you have On Demand?
Honey, what are these Sky channels, honey?
Kind of channels are basically dish channels.
Like over the sky? Like Wait, from the sky? He, or is it some network?
He was calling me, honey, not you. What are these Sky channels?
Sky channels are basically, ma'am, like a dish program.
Like...
They're like TV channels.
Like dish, like they have a celebrity dish?
Sweetie. It's beyond your technical expertise.
They have the Daily Dish.
I'm sorry. I married this guy. It's pretty stupid. Anyway, yeah, so we just want to watch movies. Like, we're really going to get it on, and we need some inspiration. Like Debbie Does Dallas. Have you ever seen that?
No, ma'am.
Okay. We're going to watch it, actually, with our friends tonight on the Phone Losers stream. Yeah, we watch pirated movies all the time. We're going to watch Debbie Does Dallas. But do you have anything like that? Inspiration, you know, with anal?
No, ma'am.
No anal?
No.
Do you like anal? Or some guy told me...
We don't show it here on the television. No.
Some guy told me that over there across the pond they don't like anal.
I don't know which guy told you that, but I can guarantee you we don't show it here.
But do you like anal?
Will you be interested in booking the room?
Yeah, but I want to know if like you guys over there if you like anal or not or.
It doesn't matter whether I like what
no,
you
I'm
want.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking
my
about
my question is, do you want to book a room or not?
I'm talking about society.
I don't care about society. I'm asking you, do you want to book a room or not?
Yeah,
you call a hotel.
Fuck society.
Fuck society.
he wouldn't even tell me. You know?
Antisocial he was. That first guy, God, he sounded like he was on downers.
I'll pass it off to you, Roxy.
Okay.
I'll like talk and then I'll say my wife.
Good morning, this is Chesterfield Mayfair Hotel. I was speaking, how can I help?
Hello, I was thinking about booking a room at your hotel. Just wanted to see what kind of things you have there. Food or movies, what kind of things you have there?
Sorry, I haven't got what he says, sir. There is a distortion in the line. I can't hear you clearly.
You can't understand what I'm saying.
There is a distortion in the line, sir.
I don't like your face. You smell bad. Do you hear that?
Sorry, I can't hear you clearly, sir. Could you please say again?
Your face smells. Can you hear me or no?
I can't hear you clearly, sir. There is a distortion in the line.
I poop on your mom.
Oh, maybe you can't understand his accent.
So, how can I help you, madam?
Is his accent too heavy?
No, there was a distortion in the line. How can I help you, madam?
Yes, I'm his wife. Can you hear me better?
Sure, sir. Yeah, yes, madam. I can hear you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know what's going on. So do you understand my accent?
Indeed, madam. I can understand you. That's not a problem.
What do you think
how
I have
I,
like
how
a?
Can I help you?
Do you think I have like a Southern Texan accent? I heard over there that you guys like Southern accents.
I can actually understand you clearly, though I was unable to understand the gentleman. I'm sorry about that, but I was unable to understand that.
I'm from the South. I'm from South.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm from the South.
So,
can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. How can I help you, sir?
What kind of, like, movies, sandwiches and stuff you got there?
Yes, indeed, sir. We have a 24-hour room service menu.
Yeah, what kind of sandwiches you got on that?
It's a ham and cheese sandwich, Chesterfield cheeseburger, and bacon, lettuce, and tomato, and cheese and ham toasties, tomato toasties, and bruschetta. It's a steak sandwich. Steak burger, salmon sandwich, or
sir?
Chicken sandwich.
Sir, do you have a beef curtain sandwich?
Sorry?
Do you have a beef curtain sandwich?
Beef, indeed. We do have a beef sandwich, yeah.
With beef curtains?
Beef curtains.
Hold on, honey, 1 second. Can you say that list again? I missed it. I'm trying to write it down. Can you just start from the beginning again? What sandwiches you got?
We do have a salmon sandwich, chicken sandwich.
Started with ham. Can you start the ham?
Sorry?
So far I wrote down ham and cheese, and you went on.
Honey, they have a beef curtain sandwich. That's good enough. You love beef curtains.
Yeah, yeah. Ham and cheese. What were the other ones?
Salmon sandwich, chicken sandwich, and egg and mayonnaise sandwich.
Chesterfield burger. Do you have that one?
Chesterfield cheeseburger, yeah.
Yep, do it up.
Steak burger.
Steak burger, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
we
a good
do
one.
We have bruschetta. It's a vegetarian.
Which one's your favorite?
Sorry?
Which one's your favorite?
Which one is your favorite?
Which one's your favorite?
It's my favorite. I like bruschetta.
Ah, yeah. That's a good one.
Sure.
Yeah. Honey, did you have some questions for him, or are we just wasting his time?
I'm wondering about the beef curtains. That's all, really. If they had any, because I know you like beef curtains a lot. You like to eat them and stuff.
I don't know. Wait,
can you go without the beef curtains? Because it sounds like he doesn't have them.
Who is this guy again?
Sir, do you have beef curtains there? He likes to tug on them and eat them with his mouth.
We do serve beef sandwich, but if I'm not sure about beef curtain, how it looks like, I'm not sure about that, but we do have beef sandwich.
It's kind of like one of those flowers from the Amazon. It's kind of weird. It opens up, and then there's kind of like a prize inside.
Yeah, yeah. But the edges are beefy, like beef curtains.
Beef looking, yeah.
It's
sometimes
it's
hair.
It's an American term?
No, I'm afraid we don't sell that.
You don't have any beef curtains? Okay.
It's kind of wink, wink, nod, nod, you know?
We've all passed through the beef curtains a few times.
Escort service, you know.
Yeah. All right, dude. Well, do you know any good hookers around there, or they might have beef curtains?
Sorry, what's around, madam?
Yeah, do you know any hookers around there that might have some beef curtains?
Prossies.
I'm not really sure about that, madam, but actually, the concierge might know where you can have that. There is a Shepherd's Market very near to us, and there are quite a few good takeaways and restaurants over there, so you can visit over there and you might be able to find
there
over
might
there.
Be a prostitute out there with the beef curtain. We just need a lady, a nice lady with beef curtains. That's all we need.
Maybe 300 pounds.
Yeah. Okay, so can you transfer us to the concierge, or...
The concierge is not here at the moment, madam. They will be here in like three hours' time.
Yeah, just leave a message for us. Can you leave a message about beef curtains? Just write it down.
Sure, madam. Is beef
curtains?
How do you spell the curtains?
It's curtains.
Yeah,
okay, just beef. Like curtains. Okay.
Yeah, we
beef
we
curtains. Put in curtains, and then there's a special kind. Put in the brackets. It's the vagina kind.
Okay. Can I take your surname, please, sir, so that I can find your reservation?
Well, sir, it's very important. It's the Virginia kind. Just VA is short for Virginia.
Virginia kind.
Yeah, it's Virginia VA, and then just put GINA.
Sure. Okay. Can I take the surname under which the booking is made, madam?
Well, my last name is actually Gina.
Yeah.
So just put VA for Virginia and then put Gina.
VA?
Yeah, and then just Gina, G-I-N-A.
Yeah. We call her Gina for short.
Well,
sorry,
could
you please spell the surname for me again?
Yes, it's G-I-N-A.
It's V-agina.
V-I-N-A.
V-A-G-I-N-A.
V-A-G-I-N-A.
Big
V-A-G-I-N-A.
Bad vagina.
So we're going to call you tomorrow if you can ask, you know, about the beef curtains. Just let him know so he can start looking by the time we'll call in about 8 hours. So, is that cool?
Could you please give me the surname, the spelling of the surname again?
Yeah,
please?
Yeah.
Okay. It's big fat vagina. I mean, what is?
I'm sorry, but what you're talking about, sir?
I don't know.
Look, listen, man. We're just put Gina, G-I-N-A. That's my name, Gina. That's my first name. Okay. My last name is. Is Va,
yeah.
V-A.
V-A?
Yes. It's my last name.
Do you want my name too, or?
I just need the surname of the guest under which the room is booked, sir.
It's not booked yet. We're going to call the concierge tomorrow.
She's trying to book us. What are you trying to book us all of a sudden? Trying to rush it.
Yeah, don't rush the beef curtains, okay?
Don't rush us, you know? We're not rushing, you know what I mean?
We're just looking for beef curtains, that's all. We don't really need any of this extra
curtain
bullshit.
Okay, madam, you need...
what?
What?
I don't know, I hung up, because he hung up, God.
Hey, RV, CP.
Brad Carter.
I see you.
He's not here. That's crazy talk.
He's just recording us.
God,
yeah.
I hate you, Brad. I really hate you, and I wish you would stop stalking me.
Brad, talk
don't
to one.
Don't hang up on me again.
Talk to one.
I'm not the one hanging up. You're the one always hanging up on us.
whatever.
Brad, talk to a hotel in
London. I had more important things to talk about. That's why I called.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Just do the prank call.
I had to just do the prank call when she answers.
Okay, Brad, what do you want to talk about? Because I have to go make a fucking cheese sandwich.
No, we have to
I don't know how to make prank calls. Come on.
It's England. You can't do it wrong.
Just pretend you have an accent.
Hello, good evening. How can I help?
Tip, tip, cheerio.
Hello. Yep.
Could I have room 121? What are your room format numbers in? What are your room numbers formatted? Like, are they thousands or hundreds?
Which number you are after?
Eight. Eight. I don't know, like room 181? Does that exist?
Actually, no.
Oh, because I need to be transferred to a room. It's a, like, I'm a technical person with the phone company, and I just need to be transferred to a room to test the phones. So could you transfer me to a room that has somebody in it so we can make sure it works?
No, you know, at this mid of night, I can't transfer you anywhere without knowing because sleeping, no.
It's okay, I'm with the phone company. It's for a test.
No, but I'm not going to do it because it's...
And the corporate office said it's okay. They called me and told me to do this.
The best thing is to do call after 7 o'clock. In the midnight, no one will do it. Sorry about that, man.
You sounded like grouchy old man when you said in the midnight.
Yeah, because everyone is sleeping. I can't transfer you to give them call that if you want to talk with them. It's just a test. Come on.
No, it's okay. The corporate office said it's okay.
Yeah, but the corporate time starts at 7 o'clock, so...
No, they told me to do it in the middle of the night to make sure the phones work at night. God!
The best
You're
thing
not buying
do...
this at all, are you?
No,
I mean,
can't.
Gunner made me make this call.
I didn't make you do it. Look, this is the American branch.
God, Gunner.
We're just testing the system. It's only 8 p.m. here, so...
So you're testing in America yet?
Basically, is there anybody there that you don't like that you'd want to wake up in the middle of the night just transfer us to them?
Like a guest that's been like just a complete asshole.
Yeah, someone that didn't tip well or.
We're all in the conference room and we this is really important. We're doing a presentation.
We're doing a survey on the politeness of Britons.
Sorry, I can't do it. So I'm disconnecting your call. Thanks very much.
No, we're calling from the corporate office of your hotel.
That doesn't work, Brad.
Brad,
you know what? I just got to say something. I can't hide my feelings for you, Brad. I'm sorry I've been mean.
Oh, thanks.
Unbreak my heart.
Can we sing a song together?
Say you love me again.
Damn it.
You're my best friend. You're really my best friend, and I don't know why you never come visit.
I will someday.
It's
when
really
you buy
sad.
Me a ticket.
It's really sad. It's really sad. You were here last year, and, you know, you didn't come see me. And
I had a layover there last year.
Well, that's no excuse, okay? Ever since that moment, it's been tension between us.
I didn't mean to cause that.
And I'm sorry. And that's why I started up the whole fun show.
And now you're getting ready to quit, aren't you?
No, don't cry.
Unbreak my heart.
No, I'm not gonna quit. I'm just gonna take your show over. I'm gonna
Say
fucking take
love
it now.
Me again.
Oh my god, hi legend.
Hello.
Your show's you gonna trying? Die, Brad.
No, it's not. That's crazy talk.
Yep. You've screwed me over way too many times.
Unbreak.
Brad's just like, whatever, have my fucking show.
Brad,
I don't care.
What's the special news?
I just wanted to call in and ask a question. God.
Okay,
well, this isn't, like, the asking question hour, so hurry the fuck up.
But it's important.
Okay.
But, like, what movie should I play? Because I hate deciding the movie.
Debbie Does Dallas.
Because then if it sucks, I don't have that anymore.
I thought we were watching Tron.
It always sucks, dude. It always sucks. We gotta blame someone.
I thought we were watching Tron.
Yeah, I was thinking about watching Tron, but I looked and it seems like I don't have it. I thought I had it, but it's not there.
you've got 40 minutes to download.
That's true, yeah.
Can you embed my movie stream on your page?
What do you have?
Well, I could give you the Cacti Radio login stuff. I mean, the Ustream login for Cacti.
Oh, okay.
You want to just do that? You can do it?
No.
It can be all on you?
No, who's the other guy that was going to do it?
What do you have, Brad? What do you have?
I think we should watch Free Jack.
Because what was that movie that you told me I should watch? Mercy or something?
Oh, Misery. But I don't know if everyone wants to see Misery. I mean, it's old. Well,
let's watch it.
Free Jack has a character named Brad Carter.
It does?
Yeah, and they say it like 3 times in the movie.
Are we like just totally obsessed with you? Is that why?
Yeah, that's why we need to watch Free Jack. They've also got futuristic payphones.
What is Free Jack?
That's some Emilio Estevez thing that bombed.
Oh, wow, you're really selling it.
Sorry.
Sure, let's watch that. Let's watch Free Jack.
Yeah.
Well, have you seen it, Legend?
No.
Yeah, nobody's seen it. Didn't I make you guys watch My Science Project once?
No, I don't think so.
Could have sworn I did. It's got the plague in it from Hackers.
Oh.
He's like a greasy little Italian guy.
That guy's so weird.
He's been in a lot of movies. Oh, I think you said something about that, but you never actually did it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because that does sound very familiar. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you just weren't around, because you like to not be around a lot.
Well, I get tired.
Oh, sorry. I'm just calling Courtney.
Oh, yay. This is Courtney. Leave a message.
Leave a massage. Courtney.
Game.
Hello?
Courtney, what are you doing?
Game.
Game.
I want a faggot face.
Yeah, Gutter, you're a faggot face.
Why am I a faggot face?
Because you live in San Francisco.
Someone said Jay was a faggot face.
Yeah.
I like that faggot hurts. Face better.
What movie should we watch tonight, Courtney?
What?
Wouldn't that be freaky if she said Free Jack out of nowhere? I would lose my shit right now.
I'm telling you right now.
Hey,
Free Jack!
Courtney, what movie should we watch? We're all going to watch a movie together on Brad's Ustream. What the hell was that noise?
I have no idea. Don't ask me.
Will you watch it with us, Courtney?
Will I watch it with you?
Yeah.
Sure. It's got to be a cool movie.
What's your favorite movie?
Yeah, that's what we're calling you about. We want to know what we should play.
It'll be cool.
I don't know. I don't have a favorite movie.
Oh, come on. What's a movie that you really enjoyed that came out in the past couple years?
Hey, are you playing us on Ustream, Brad?
Yes, I am. And there's four extra listeners because of Ustream.
Oh, God. Why?
Oh, no. Why is it playing? I don't want it to actually play. Because then everyone will hear it. Okay, good.
Courtney is our favorite person.
Courtney doesn't like me.
Courtney, one movie that you just really like.
I don't not like anybody.
She told me that she doesn't like you, actually, to be honest. Not to start drama.
What?
Courtney's a drama queen.
Yeah, totally.
Somebody, the hot chick in the chat room just suggested something about Mary.
She's not real. It's like a loop.
So what? She's a hot chick, and that's what she suggested.
Courtney, get on Tiny Dad.
Wait. Brad, are you talking about me?
Oh, no, the other one. The one that's slightly less
good.
Hot than you.
Okay. Slightly less. Okay, cool. Actually,
oh my God.
I think she is hotter than me. I think I'm like an 8, and she's probably like a 9.
Yeah,
I haven't seen her body.
Being generous, yeah.
Apparently, I don't have Something About Mary. I think that's one that's on Netflix. I deleted a bunch of stuff that was on Netflix once.
That's not a real person.
I think she's real.
I think Ooze is not a real person.
Oh, look, when I said that, she smiled and laughed. She's totally real.
Well, why is she in an office?
It's like a school or a classroom or something.
Ooze isn't even moving.
But who does a classroom at 10 o'clock at night?
They don't shut them down. You can walk around the university. Okay, and just
Cherry, if you're real, hold up two fingers.
Oh, now, what she's doing now, she's rebelling.
She's rebelling.
She's not. She doesn't have to do what you say. She's all. Oh. She like what she's doing now is like a fuck you, Roxy.
Well, where? Oh, she says my office, dude.
Yeah,
but,
dude. Yeah.
You know, I don't know why this hot chick would be here. Like, I'm the hottest the PLA has been able to.
She held up two fingers.
Oh my god, she's real.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Dude, Cherry, we need your Facebook.
Chew on head.
We need a Facebook.
Hey, I have a movie called The Hot Chick.
Courtney, get on Tiny Chat with us.
Come on, Courtney.
Go to phoneloser.org/movie night.
I'm gonna post it on my Facebook right now, okay?
Is Courtney on your Facebook?
Yeah, she is. Okay. And it says 6 months free, professional websites. So click on that, and then you'll see the Ustream and the Tiny Chat. And get on there.
Okay,
hold on.
I don't have a shirt on, so.
No, I want. Gunner, that's good. You're not supposed to wear any clothes on Tiny
Courtney,
Chat.
Courtney, you've had like 10 minutes to think of a movie that you once watched and sort of enjoyed.
Okay.
Gunner, make the cam go a little lower. Come on, Gunner.
No.
Let's see your belly button.
No. No, I'm in the process of deconstructing my heater.
Oh, yeah, like, because your landlord told
that's what
you,
he calls it.
Your landlord told you to just open up the windows.
Yeah.
I'm gonna mute myself.
Can you point the camera at your heater so we can see what you're doing? Because I want to, like, help.
Hey.
I don't think it goes that far. It unplugged.
I fucked everything up. I have Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Alright, I have to go on my other computer, though, so you'll have to talk.
Oh, you don't really have to do that.
Really?
Has Tron downloaded yet?
Paul Blart, Mall Cop. Oh, okay. No, I don't know if I'm going to be able to download that. Maybe I can just watch it on Netflix. Hot Tub Time Machine. Can we watch Hot Tub Time Machine? That was Mitty's suggestion. I'm pretty sure I have that one.
Eating Raul. Starring Paul Bartel and Mary Warrenoff.
What's that?
It's some kooky thing from 1982.
What's it called, though?
Eating Raul.
Oh. What happened to Roxy? Oh, okay. Oh, she's in the phone.
I could tell she muted because the ambient sound changed.
She went to make a phone call.
Roxy and her fucking background noise. Legend, are you on the Tiny Chat?
Not yet, no.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, watch. I'm going to make Roxy, like, look at her phone. I'm texting her. Here it goes, everyone. She's going to pick up her phone and look at it. Be like, who's texting me? Oh, there she goes. Oh, she didn't even look at the camera and wave back. She's used to it. I have Multiplicity. It's a movie about human cloning. I should just start playing like trailers on the Ustream.
Yeah.
Hey, Legend, have you ever seen Josh and Sam?
No.
Do you know what it is?
No.
Oh, it's from 1993. It's about these two kids. They're like 8 and 13, I think, and they like steal a car and run away and start going to Canada. And the 13-year-old has like a credit card cloning machine that he bought with a stolen credit card. So he's got all these ATM cards that he's cloned, and he has the PIN numbers and everything, and they're like using them to get cash on the way up. It's God. Amazing. No.
You see that?
Oh, wow. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow, I can't even tell what that is.
I have to take off each filament, like one piece at a time, cut it with scissors, and then rip it off from the pipe.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's like a hot water pipe. And then,
your landlord's going to be pissed.
No. It's a really, really cheap piece part. It's just really easy to take on. You have to like turn the water off to take it off and on. So.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, someone says we should watch Idiocracy. What do you guys think of Idiocracy?
It's
futuristic.
What is it?
Idiocracy? You don't know what that is?
Where's Courtney? I've never heard of it, no.
It's like a Mike Judge thing? Like, you know, the Office Space guy?
Oh, okay.
It's the movie he did after Office Space. And it's kind of awesome.
I never saw it.
Everyone in the chat room should voice your opinions on Idiocracy. And it would be good because you've never seen it. So, like, have you seen it, Legend?
No, I don't watch that much movies. I'm a boring individual. Boring?
I don't know. I'm not sure that, like, sitting around watching TV all day makes you interesting.
I've seen Logan's Run about 5 or 6 times.
Ah. I don't know if I've ever watched that all the way through.
You've played it 5 or 6 times, though.
What, I have?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it used to be on the... Yeah, it was, yeah. I just never watched it when it was playing.
Whoa.
I never paid attention to it. I think I saw it once when I was like a teenager or something, and I completely forget it.
Hey, it's Gunner.
Leave a message.
Leave a massage.
Yeah, what happened to Courtney? She's still there, right?
Yeah, she's just not talking.
God, Courtney.
You want to call a fast food place?
It's because I'm asking her hard questions. Like, what movie do you like? What's one movie that you've liked at some point in your life? That's too hard to answer.
Okay, Legend, I'm calling a fast food place.
Ooh, Big Lebowski, someone says.
Uh-oh, we're at...
Huh.
Virginia, McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had a dot matrix sound for you, but I don't.
I don't. I should have that queued up.
Someone says Big Lebowski and phone booth.
Phone booth? Oh, God, not that again.
Yeah. I don't know if I can.
Aw. Oh.
Yay.
Press send or start.
Oh, God. All right, here's one in Miami.
I don't speak Spanish.
7-Eleven still faxes? What the hell?
That was McDonald's.
Oh, God. McDonald's still faxes.
They gotta send their daily shit in? I don't know. It's probably too late there, eh? Maybe I should call one in, like, California.
Yeah.
We were talking shit about you. I always do that when you're on camera.
Thanks.
Anytime.
Alright, this is Los Angeles.
Courtney's making noise.
Sorry.
Courtney's it's breathing noise. Way too deeply.
Courtney's my favorite.
You should marry her.
Courtney has never seen a movie in her life, apparently.
Courtney's, yeah.
I haven't.
How have you not seen a movie?
Game. Yeah.
Hi there. Yes, I need to find out. I was in your place earlier, and I need to see. I ordered a one of these fruit slushies you have. What do they call those things?
The smoothie?
Yeah, the smoothie. Right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I get the wild berry, and I told the guy at the counter that I want a half and half. I want half wild berry and half strawberry banana, and he said that's not possible. Why isn't that possible?
Because we have the machine. It's we put the spice on the machine. It automatically makes the spice. We put a large. It goes all of it large.
Well,
and we have to throw away the rest of the mix if you don't want it, and like put the strawberry.
Oh, I'd have it. I'd have it all. I'd want it. Yeah, but don't throw it away. Give me that in a separate cup.
We have to charge you then two different.
No, I don't want to be charged. I want a half and half. You know.
If you want to bring me the wild berry, I could make you the special one you want.
I want a wild berry, and I want a banana strawberry mix.
Just come back and bring me the receiver, and I could make it for you.
I need both of them in one cup.
Sure, no problem. I could make that.
But then why did he not have a problem? He told me that it could not be done.
I'm sorry?
He told me that could not be done.
Well, I could make it if I give you. I could make a small one and a small one. I could make it for you. I could make a half and half.
Half and half?
Yes. Just bring me back the wild berry that you don't want, and I could make it for you.
No. I've already drunk that, but I want a new one that's half and half.
Yeah, if you want to buy another one, I could get that for you.
How much are they?
Well, it depends on the size that you want.
For a large?
It's 306 for a large.
306 for a large?
Yes.
Well, tax that comes out to what, $350?
For the wildberry smoothie? Yeah, it's 306. Yeah, it's 306 for the large one.
I see. Do you have any other flavors?
We only have wildberry or strawberry. We have mocha frap and caramel frap.
Can you mix all four of those together?
No, there's no way I can mix all four.
Why?
I already explained that to you, sir, that we put on the machine.
But
we put the flavor, the spice,
like, can I have whipped cream on top?
You could add whipped cream. There's going to be an extra charge.
How much extra charge for whipped cream?
It will be like 30 more cents for whipped cream.
For whipped cream, 30 cents?
Yeah.
Why,
like,
so much?
I have no idea, so I don't make the...
Do you charge people who get milkshakes extra for whipped cream?
Yeah, they do charge for whipped cream.
All milkshakes?
On the milkshake, no. It comes with whipped cream.
All right. Well, can I have some of that milkshake whipped cream on my squishy?
It's going to be charged, though.
We
charge for the whipped cream.
Can you make me a half and half milkshake and smoothie with extra whipped cream?
No, we can't.
Why not?
I could make you the wild berry if you want me to. I could make it mix in half and half.
I tell you what. Can you make me a smoothie that has, like, bits of Oreos, like a McFlurry? Isn't it?
No, we can't.
Why?
We do it as a regular.
Can't you put the milk, just put the smoothie and some of the Oreos in there and mix it up like
a McFlurry? I can put Oreo, yes. There's going to be an extra charge, though, for the Oreos.
How much extra for the Oreos?
Give me one second. How much is for the Oreos?
Courtney's making
32
noise.
32
cents. Can I have pretzel on that? Can I put nuts on that, Jen?
I'm sorry? I could barely hear you.
Can you put nuts on that whipped in so nice? Oh, fuck.
That was pretty funny. You want to try another one, dude?
I can't make prank calls. I just confused you.
That's hilarious. Let me try. Or someone else want to try? I don't know.
I think you should try.
I think Courtney should try.
Yeah, Courtney. Come on, Courtney.
I'm sorry, what?
Talk to these people, Courtney.
Courtney, talk to these people.
Ask them what their favorite
is. No.
Charlie McDonald.
Hi, I came in earlier. I was trying to get the 50-50 smoothie.
Trying to what?
What?
What'd you say?
What the hell's going on in there, man? Some fucking construction or some shit in there?
Man, you know it.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Laying pipe or something?
Huh?
What are you doing in there? Can't even hear you.
Did you say what?
The hell are you doing? Are you in the freezer or something?
Nah, who is this?
What's up? It's Johnny.
So, what's up, Johnny?
Not much. Just chilling. Hey, can you do
Hey, your mom's looking for you.
I know, dude.
Yeah, she's up here.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, you want to speak to your son?
Yeah, she blowing you, dude?
Nah, man, your mom's right here, man, you know?
Put her on.
She was looking for you because you're playing on the phone, man.
I know, man.
No.
What happened?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
He's looking for you because you're playing on the phone, dude.
Apparently. Dude, I couldn't even talk to him. There's so much shit going on, dude.
Okay, two people just voted for Free Jack, one person for Idiocracy.
I say Tron.
Tron.
I don't have Tron.
Okay. Download it, damn it.
Ask this person.
In 20 minutes?
Brad, let's ask this person.
Oh shit, there's Tron. I have Black Dynamite. Let's watch that.
Black Dynamite?
Do you have that?
Do you have Dolomite?
Echo.
Yeah, so it looks like I do have Tron. I didn't think I had it, but I do.
Hang up on Courtney.
Yay. It's the old Tron, though. It's like the old 80s thing.
That's
the one.
Okay.
Hey, Legend, I'm going to call another one.
How was Neutron? Was that any good, or was it stupid?
That's like a 3-hour Daft Punk video.
Ah, I see. So it's good.
Yeah. It needed more black lighting, though. And the Frisbees aren't there anymore. I don't know what you call those.
Do you guys hear in Chinese? Or something? Kind of Philippine language and...
Bob. Nope, not me. I want my half and half. I want my one-third smoothie milkshake McFlurry.
One-third smoothie milkshake whipped cream.
McDonald's is there.
Hi there. Yeah, I need to find out if I need to go in there and make a special kind of like shake. See if you guys can do it.
What kind of shake?
All right, I want 1/3 wild berry smoothie, 1/3 strawberry milkshake, and 1/3 McFlurry with Oreos.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I won't be able to do that.
Why not?
Because everything is different products. I would have to charge you all the separate products to make one.
Why?
Because we have...
I just want one drink, but 1/3 of each drink and one drink.
Yeah, I can't, sir. Sorry about
that. Why? Have you ever tried it? It's delicious. It's scrumptious.
I bet it is.
It is. It could be a new product. It could be your invention.
It could, but I can't.
Would you do it for me? Because I have boobs.
Yeah, she has boobs. Oh, I tell you what, goodness. She'll flash you. I'll let her flash you. She's my girlfriend. But I'll give you a flash. You let me have one of those 1/3, 1/3, 1/3.
I'm sorry, I can't do that. Is there anything else I can help you with tonight?
I have
What's
nipples.
Wrong with you? Are you gay? It's boobs,
Thank
man.
You. Oh, good night.
I have nipples.
Yeah.
Nipples.
All right, thanks.
Ah.
Titties.
You try, Roxy.
Yeah. Sorry, dude. I'm sorry that doesn't work out for you very well.
I know.
You should probably get some boobs. That might help.
Brute force.
Boobs here.
Well, obviously it wouldn't help. Never mind.
Negative boob. Roxy, play the doe-eyed card.
Yeah.
What?
Be like, excuse me, mister, but is it possible... like you're lost in a forest or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
McDonald's.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, can I get a shake, like, mixed up with different flavors? Hello?
I'm sorry?
Can you mix up your little shake thing with different flavors?
Yeah.
Yeah, like your... What different flavors do you have?
We have vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry.
Can you mix it together?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you have no problem mixing.
Mm-hmm.
What about your little slushy thing that you have?
The what?
The little slushy thing.
The frappe? The mocha?
The what?
The mocha? The frappe?
I don't understand a single word you're saying.
The frappe. The frappe. The frappuccino.
Frappuccino? No, it's like a fruit slushy.
Yeah, the strawberry banana smoothie?
Yeah, I want 1/3 banana strawberry, 1/3 strawberry, 1/3 McFlurry with milkshake.
Oh, no, not with
free.
That.
Whipped cream, extra Oreo, and almonds on top.
No, we don't serve
almonds. Oh, but I have boobs. You're supposed to do anything for boobies. Two nipples, you know? You know nipples?
Bye.
Little pencil erasers. Well, at least she said bye.
I don't think the exchange rate works.
Yeah, the... She kind of countered Roxy's presence by being a...
Oh my god, guys, movie in 14 minutes.
1/3 banana, strawberry, 1/3 strawberry, 1/3 McFlurry with milkshake. Oh, with not milkshake.
What is that milkshake song?
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Is that McDonald's?
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Yeah, I want to know if that milkshake that you guys have, if I can, like, mix it up with different flavors.
Excuse me?
I was just saying my milkshake is pretty good. But can you mix it up?
Different
flavors. Okay, what about the slushy thing you have, the different, like, the strawberry banana thing that you have, the strawberry? I want 1/3 banana strawberry, 1/3 strawberry, 1/3 McFlurry with Oreo, free whipped cream, extra Oreo, and almonds.
Excuse me?
I like 1/3 banana strawberry, 1/3 strawberry, 1/3 McFlurry with Oreo, free whipped cream, extra Oreo, and almonds.
Nah, man. I'm gonna do that.
You don't do that? Mix it up a bit, you know? Like multicultural?
No, miss.
No diversity at McDonald's?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, can I, like, give you some pencil erasers and you'll do it for me?
Excuse me?
Do you like pencil erasers?
I don't understand you, man.
Okay, why doesn't snow and plow rhyme? Because they look like they should rhyme, you know. S-N-O-W-P-L-O-W should be snow plow. I mean, it should be snow plow or snow plow. Why doesn't snow and plow rhyme?
Oh.
Guys, seriously, why doesn't snow plow rhyme?
Another thing I've noticed at restaurants, if you offer to bring your own food for them to cook, they won't cook it.
Let's call a restaurant.
Say you're got a special diet, and you get a, you know. Let's see if I can get the movie night.
Here's the restaurant.
I don't know.
Thank you for calling Jay Restaurant and Lounge. This is Prima speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, I was wondering if I brought my own food with me. Would you be able to cook it?
If you brought your own food into the restaurant?
Yeah, like raw food. I have a special diet. Just bring it in, put the request on it.
You would be coming in with others?
Yeah, just me though. But they'd be eating your food, and then I would bring in like some raw steak and different shellfish and stuff. Just have you guys cook it up.
Oh, no, we wouldn't. We can't do that.
What about, what kind of milkshakes do you have?
We don't serve milkshakes here.
Mm, sort of a fancy place, right?
Yeah.
I'm probably too poor to eat there.
What's up?
I probably don't have enough money to eat there, anyways. Just saying.
I'm sorry to hear that.
That's okay. Well,
thanks for calling.
No, man, this is important. This is important.
Ask if you can bring your own food in, and if she says yes, tell her it's a barbecue grill.
You ask. Here.
You have your own hibachi that you carry around.
You ask, legend. Tell her about your hibachi.
No, tell her you have a wheat allergy, so you have to bring in your own utensils.
And this is Chad. I'm up here.
Oh, hello. I just have a quick question about bringing in my own food. I just want to make sure it's okay, because I'm going to get other food there and drinks and everything, but I just want to bring in a little something of my own. Is that going to be a problem?
Okay. Hold on one second. Let me just put you in touch with the manager.
Okay. Hurry the fuck up.
You have an allergy. That works.
Okay.
Tell me if jock itch. Hey, there's a restaurant called Roy's.
They've got one of those down here in Tampa.
Roy's.
Thank you for holding. Yeah. I can help you.
Oh, hello. I just had a question about bringing food in there. I'm going to be coming in, and I'm going to order other food and drinks and everything. I'm coming in with my family, but I just wanted to make sure I could bring in something of my own because I have allergies.
Sure, no problem.
Oh, it's no problem at all?
No, no problem. You know what? Just let your waiter know, and we'll take care of it.
She'll see you because I'm going to be bringing in a barbecue grill.
Do you need what exactly do you need? Do you need us to heat it up or?
Oh no! I'm going to bring in my own barbecue grill. It's a gas powered barbecue grill. I'm going to be rolling it in. It's on wheels and stuff.
Okay.
So she'll see that I have it. But
you're going to have a barbecue grill at the table?
Yes. And is there proper ventilation in there? Because it's going to create a little bit of smoke.
That's the problem, yeah.
Do you think maybe you could put us by a door that's near the kitchen and maybe put a fan in the doorway to blow the smoke in there?
We don't really have that in the dining room. That's a problem.
You don't have a fan? I can bring a fan. Maybe we could leave the front doors. We could leave the front doors open and blow the smoke out of those. It seems like it's a fire hazard if you don't have proper ventilation in there.
Well, we do in the kitchen, but not in the dining room. We don't have to have.
Oh, so I can bring the barbecue grill. I can wheel it into the kitchen.
Well, how big is your barbecue grill?
It's like a double. It'll cook like 7 steaks at once, like regular size steaks.
Yeah, no.
I'll be bringing steak in. You know what? I have allergies.
I understand. To be honest with you, I don't think we could do that.
But also, I'm handicapped, so it's kind of like a handicap issue, and you can't deny handicaps.
Okay.
So I'm going to be wheeling a barbecue grill in there, and you already said it's okay, so...
Who said it's okay?
You did. When I first asked you, you said that wouldn't be a problem at all, because I'm going to order other stuff.
I don't think you could bring a 7-steak barbecue grill in here. I'm sorry.
I won't use gas. I'll bring charcoal in.
What exactly are you allergic to?
Well, it's just that I have jock itch.
You got jock itch?
So your
jock is itchy? Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
You got an itchy jock?
But what I'm saying is I won't bring
so
the
what
gas
you're saying
tanks.
Is you need to bring a barbecue grill because you got a jicky, an itchy jock, right?
Yeah, do you seriously
have
a
problem
with that?
Oh, no, that's fine. No, you know what? Bring it on in.
I'm going to bring charcoal.
You want to do a tailgate in here, too?
If that's
you
all right.
Do a tailgate?
We were planning to.
Okay, that's fine.
Are you
going to
tell me I can't do that either?
Yeah, fine. No, let's do it. Let's do it.
What time?
Can I come? Can I join you?
Yes, you can.
Okay. All right. What time?
Barbecue grilling.
Absolutely. What time?
We'll be there in 45 minutes.
Okay. I'll see you then, buddy.
Okay. Love you.
All right. You got it, pal.
I can't believe you didn't just. I saw you on cam start to laugh.
I kept having to mute.
you should say, oh,
God.
And that, Rob, that was hilarious.
You are.
Hey, it's Dick Jones.
I'm going to call Royce.
Ban. How do I ban?
Oh, no. Leave it on, Brad. I want to see this. This is the most action I've gotten all month.
Aloha. Thank you for calling Royce Los Angeles. This is Samantha speaking. How may I assist you? Hello?
Hey, baby. Want to fuck?
No, thank you. But thank you for asking. Thank you for calling.
Nobody else is saying anything. I'm sorry.
Thank you for asking. She must not get a lot of offers.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Brad, keep the nude guy in the tiny chat, because, I'm about to go to bed. I'm actually going to watch the movie from my bed, so.
Yeah, I guess we could have all, you know, just ignored him individually.
Or we could all sit here and circle jerk, like we usually do.
So are we really going to watch Tron?
I don't know. I thought we were going to watch something else.
Well, I just found out that I found out that I have Tron.
Oh, Brad, you know what we should do? Next time that naked guy comes on, we should take a picture of his dick and put it all over your website.
Yeah.
And, it's not really him, though.
That plan is flawless.
Put it in a hidden folder somewhere. So
there he is again.
Everyone thinks it's your penis.
Somebody talk to this Mexican restroom.
Pokey's not going to help you.
Yeah, hi. I'm just wondering, is this a restaurant?
Yeah, this is a
restaurant. Okay. Can you order me some, do you do to-go orders?
Yes, we do.
Okay. What is that plant with the prickles, the desert plant?
The what?
What is that kind of green plant called that's in the desert? What's it called?
Oh, you mean the cactus?
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding.
You won.
Yeah, we don't have that.
Yay.
Okay, so you don't have any cactus juice or anything?
No, we don't have no nopales.
Okay, see, this is what I'm looking for, some, what's it called? Watermelon feet. Do you have those?
Yeah. Watermelon feet?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I've never heard of watermelon seeds in Mexican food.
Oh. Okay. What about donkey hair? It's a new drink that they came out with, like an alcoholic beverage called the donkey hair. Do you have that? Hello? Hello? Ugh.
Finally got rid of that sound. It was on Tiny Chat. Sorry.
It's what is that? Okay. Which one is it?
I don't know. All I hear is...
Well, guys,
yeah,
do you think...
Which one is it?
I'm going to go brush my teeth. Do you guys want to... do you guys want to let Brad start
the movie?
We're
calling the Gaslamp Strip Club. This is Alana. How may I help you?
Yeah, are you guys, like, all nude?
We're not a strip club. We're a steak restaurant.
I thought you said strip club.
No, we're a steak restaurant.
What is the name of your place again?
The Gaslamp Strip Club.
I'm confused.
It's just a play on words. Strip, New York strip steak.
So why did you call it a club if it's not?
Have you ever been to Turf Club? It's kind of the same concept. It's a grill your own steak lounge, so it's just a name.
Wait, hold on. So,
okay, whoa,
grill your own. Sorry, go ahead.
Whoa, wait. So you're telling me you don't have any beef curtains there?
I think that's a no.
What are you doing, Gunner?
What?
She said strip club. She totally said strip club.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, but, like, grill your own... Like, Brad just made a whole call about bringing his own barbecue into a restaurant, and that restaurant, you grill your own fucking steak.
Holy shit.
And the place is called Strip Club. I just had to...
I'm sorry, dude. I was just, like, caught up on the strip thing.
That's why I called them.
Well, when I called, I thought it was a strip club, and it totally fucking confused me. I
figured it would.
Wow.
That's right. You select your own cow, you stun it, we cut it up right in front of you.
Brad, do you want the stream back?
Oh, no, I don't care.
Because I need to go brush my teeth and get in bed and, do the whole show and dance.
So what are we watching?
I don't know. You're the one with the fucking movies, dude.
Tron, goddammit.
This is too much. Okay, we'll do Tron.
Ugh.
One more call.
I want to see fucking Tron.
I think I'm just going to go to bed.
You've never seen fucking Tron.
I've seen parts of it.
Ask the lady. Ask this lady.
Thank you for calling Park Manor Suites. This is Bobby. How can I help you?
My friend's never seen the movie Tron. Do you think we should watch tonight? Simple question.
I'm sorry?
It all comes down to what you say. Should we watch Tron or not?
Tron or the new Tron?
It's the original. No, the original one.
Oh.
Do you think he should see it? Is it worth seeing?
Sir?
Oh.
God, doesn't even give you a fucking chance, dude.
Now we can't watch anything.
Well, we have to keep asking. Let's call. I think in England they have better taste in movies.
I think I'm just going to start Tron.
No.
Everyone is saying no to Tron.
Yeah, see, everyone says no to Tron. Okay, what's everyone say to Free Jack?
Free Jack.
Really?
Yeah, let's do Free Jack. I'm gonna
Free Jack in years, and it's cool because it's in the future, and they have payphones.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm staying on Tiny Chat or not. I don't know, but I'm setting all this shit up so I can watch the movie. So you better play something good.
But that guy might be back and zerking it. You're gonna miss it.
Bring your camera into the bathroom
so
we
can totally see it.
Hello?
Yeah, Free Jack or Tron.
Sorry, yes, hello there.
Yeah, my friend here, he hasn't seen Tron, but he doesn't want to watch it. Do you think we should watch it, yes or no?
Sir, repeat that again.
Do you know the movie Tron? Blue lines, bicycles, people, space, ship blowing up, there's like stuff going on, discs. Do you think do you think he should see it? We're trying to decide.
Yeah, I reckon so, yeah.
You haven't told him about the other one. It's called Free Jack.
Wait, hold on. You put me down. What was it? What did you say? You reckon I should what? Oh.
Oh, I think it's going to be Tron now.
You told me I reckon should get a life or something.
At least Legend's going to be happy.